You are tuned in to Independent 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. We are community-powered radio with volunteer hosts sharing their soundtrack of Northern Minnesota. Up next, History of Jazz with volunteer Paul Kivy.
Thank you. Begs and Train, performed by a name for vibraphonist Milt Jackson, known as Begs, due to his tendency to stay up late at jam sessions and how that led to pronounced bags underneath his eyes. And tenor sax John Coltrane, nicknamed Train, which is a little more obvious. With Hank Jones on piano, Paul Chambers bass, Connie Kay on the drums. Welcome to the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm Paul Kivy, and our 60th show features famous cuts from early in 1959 by Miles Davis and Cannonball Adderley, and a little bit more obscure one from Oscar Pettiford, but only after a second classic cut from that January 22nd, 1959 Bags and Train session. This one on a Dizzy Gillespie tune named here as Bebop. We'll be right back. Bebop, sometimes called Things to Come, with John Coltrane, Milt Jackson, from January 22nd, 1959. Crispy on the outside, filled with jazzy goodness on the inside, it's the recorded history of jazz. From January 5th, 1959, here's trumpeter Blue Mitchell with tenor sax Benny Golson, Wynton Kelly on piano, Art Blakey on the drums. The tune is Sweet Cakes.
Mm-hmm. comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while he'll take my hand. It seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him. My good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man.
Fabulous Ella Fitzgerald with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, a rare jazz version of The Man I Love, that in that it featured the words on there. I think I heard Rhapsody in Blue quoted at the end of that piece as well. Blue Mitchell's Sweet Cakes before that with some tasty work by pianist Wynton Kelly and tenor sax Benny Golson. It's your lucky day, you found the recorded history of jazz. The most famous jazz album, the one most likely to be owned by people who don't listen to jazz, is Miles Davis' Kinda Blue. Today we'll hear the two songs from that album that were recorded on March 2nd, 1959. Both tracks will feature Davis on trumpet, John Coltrane tenor sax, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on the drums. The second track, Blue in Green, adds Bill Evans on the piano. But up first is the classic Freddie Freeloader with Wynton Kelly on the piano and Cannonball Adderley added on the alto sax. Freddie Freeloader.
Thank you.
From the famous Kinda Blue album by Miles Davis. Blue and Green featured Bill Evans on the piano, and before that was Freddie Freeloader with pianist Wynton Kelly and Cannonball Adderley on the sax, John Coltrane on both cuts with Paul Chambers and Jimmy Cobb. More fun than a barrel of monkeys, it's the recorded history of jazz. The Gentle Art of Love by Oscar Pettiford is up next. Oscar Pettiford was from Oklahoma. He was a Native American Choctaw and Cherokee bassist who is well enough known to sometimes be the leader on sessions, including co-leading a bop group with Dizzy Gillespie in 1943. Unfortunately, that was during the musician's strike in that year, so that group was unrecorded. He discovered Cannonball Adderley, sort of. Adderley was a music teacher, wound up on stage during a Pettiford-led concert, and that kick-started his career. When Oscar discovered that Adderley was on stage, he asked him to solo on a challenging song, and Cannonball's solo blew the band away. Pettiford was also the first to solo on a cello in jazz. In 1958, he moved to Copenhagen, Denmark, where he met guitarist Attila Zoller and tenor saxophonist Hans Kohler. That's who he is with on this cut. Unfortunately, Pettiford died from a polio-like virus in 1960 at the age of 37. At least he got to record as a leader on fine songs such as The Gentle Art of Love. Thank you. That's The Lovely, Gentle Art of Love by bassist Oscar Pettiford with Hungarian guitarist Attila Zoller and Austrian tenor saxophonist Hans Kohler, recorded January 12th, 1959. We've got time for a couple more here today. Here's one by Cannonball Adderley and John Coltrane with pianist Wynton Kelly, but without trumpeter Miles Davis. The tune is Grand Central. That's the Cannonball Adderley Quintet featuring John Coltrane on tenor, Adderley on alto, the underrated Wynton Kelly on piano, Big Paul Chambers on the bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums.
rhythm, a rhythm that pitter-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it'll drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning and hangs around me all day. I'll have to sneak up to it someday and speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say. Fascinating rhythm, you've got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all a quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start a hopping, never stopping to find at night no work has been done. I know that once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start to patter. I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. So unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the gal I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, fascinating rhythm.
Ella Fitzgerald.